Who we are. Canada is known around the world as a strong and free country. Canadians are proud of their unique identity. We have inherited the oldest continuous constitutional tradition in the world. We are the only constitutional monarchy in North America. Our institutions uphold a commitment to peace, order, and good government, a key phrase in Canada's original constitutional document in 1867, the British North America Act. A belief in ordered liberty, enterprise, hard work, and fair play have enabled Canadians to build a prosperous society in a rugged environment from our Atlantic shores to the Pacific Ocean and to the Arctic Circle. So much so that poets and songwriters have hailed Canada as the Great Dominion. To understand what it means to be Canadian, it is important to know about our three founding peoples, Aboriginal, French, and British.
Caption: Images of a Métis man from Alberta, of a Cree dancer, of Inuit children in Iqaluit Nunavut, and of the Haida artist Bill Reid carving a totem pole.
Aboriginal peoples. The ancestors of Aboriginal peoples are believed to have migrated from Asia many thousands of years ago. They were well established here long before explorers from Europe first came to North America. Diverse, vibrant First Nations cultures were rooted in religious beliefs about their relationship to the Creator, the natural environment, and each other. Aboriginal and treaty rights are in the Canadian Constitution. Territorial rights were first guaranteed through the Royal Proclamation of 1763 by King George III and established the basis for negotiating treaties with newcomers, treaties that were not always fully respected. From the 1800s until the 1980s, the federal government placed many Aboriginal children in residential schools to educate and assimilate them into mainstream Canadian culture. The schools were poorly funded and inflicted hardship on the students. Some were physically abused. Aboriginal languages and cultural practices were mostly prohibited. In 2008, Ottawa formally apologized to the former students. In today's Canada, Aboriginal peoples enjoyed renewed pride and confidence and have made significant achievements in agriculture, the environment, business, and the arts. Today, the term Aboriginal peoples refer to three distinct groups. Indian refers to all Aboriginal people who are not Inuit or Métis. In the 1970s, the term First Nations began to be used. Today, about half of First Nations people live on reserve land in about 600 communities, while the other half live off-reserve, mainly in urban centers. The Inuit, which means the people in the Inuktitut language, live in small, scattered communities across the Arctic. Their knowledge of the land, sea, and wildlife enabled them to adapt to one of the harshest environments on Earth. The Métis are a distinct people of mixed Aboriginal and European ancestry, the majority of whom live in the prairie provinces. They come from both French and English-speaking backgrounds and speak their own dialect, Mishif. About 65% of the Aboriginal people are First Nations, while 30% are Métis and 4% Inuit. Unity in diversity. John Buchan, the first Baron Tweedsmuir, was a popular Governor General of Canada in 1935 to 1940. In a speech to the Canadian Club of Halifax in 1937, he noted that immigrant groups should retain their individuality and each make its contribution to the national character. Each could learn from the other, and while they cherish their own special loyalties and traditions, they cherish not less that new loyalty and tradition which springs from their union.
The 15th Governor General is shown in Blood, Kainai First Nation headdress.
Caption: Images of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Montreal, Quebec. A Highland dancer in Maxville, Ontario. A family celebrating Fête Nationale in Gatineau, Quebec. and of an Acadian fiddler in village of Grand-Anse, New Brunswick. English and French. Canadian society today stems largely from the English-speaking and French-speaking Christian civilizations that were brought here from Europe by settlers. English and French define the reality of day-to-day life for most people and are the country's official languages. The federal government is required by law to provide services throughout Canada in English and French. Today, there are 18 million Anglophones, people who speak English as a first language, and 7 million Francophones, people who speak French as their first language. While the majority of Francophones live in the province of Quebec, 1 million Francophones live in Ontario, New Brunswick, and Manitoba, with a smaller presence in other provinces. New Brunswick is the only officially bilingual province. The Acadians are the descendants of French colonists who began settling in what are now the Maritime Provinces in 1604. Between 1755 and 1763, during the war between Britain and France, more than two-thirds of the Acadians were deported from their homeland. Despite this ordeal, known as the Great Upheaval, the Acadians survived and maintained their unique identity. Today, Acadian culture is flourishing and is a lively part of French-speaking Canada. Quebecers are the people of Quebec, the vast majority French-speaking. Most are descendants of 8,500 French settlers from the 1600s and 1700s and maintain a unique identity, culture, and language. The House of Commons recognized in 2006 that the Québécois form a nation within a united Canada. 1 million Anglo-Quebecers have a heritage of 250 years and form a vibrant part of the Quebec fabric. The basic way of life in English-speaking areas was established by hundreds of thousands of English, Welsh, Scottish, and Irish settlers, soldiers, and migrants from the 1600s to the 20th century. Generations of pioneers and builders of British origins, as well as other groups, invested and endured hardship in laying the foundations of our country. This helps explain why Anglophones, or English speakers, are generally referred to as English Canadians. Becoming Canadian. Some Canadians immigrate from places where they have experienced warfare or conflict. Such experiences do not justify bringing to Canada violent, extreme, or hateful prejudices. In becoming Canadian, newcomers are expected to embrace democratic principles, such as the rule of law. Caption: images of the celebration of cultures in Edmonton, Alberta. Of Ismaili Muslims in the Calgary Stampede, Alberta. Of the Caribbean Cultural Festival in Toronto, Ontario. Of the Ukrainian Pizanka Festival in Vegreville, Alberta. Of young Polish dancers in Oliver, British Columbia. And of the pipes and drums in Ottawa. Diversity in Canada. The majority of Canadians were born in this country, and this has been true since the 1800s. However, Canada is often referred to as a land of immigrants, because over the past 200 years, millions of newcomers have helped to build and defend our way of life. Many ethnic and religious groups live and work in peace as proud Canadians. The largest groups are the English, French, Scottish, Irish, German, Italian, Chinese, Aboriginal, Ukrainian, Dutch, South Asian, and Scandinavian. Since the 1970s, most immigrants have come from Asian countries. Non-official languages are widely spoken in Canadian homes. Chinese languages are the second most spoken at home after English in two of Canada's biggest cities. In Vancouver, 13% of the population speak Chinese languages at home. In Toronto, the number is 7%. The great majority of Canadians identify as Christians. The largest religious affiliation is Catholic, followed by various Protestant churches. The numbers of Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs, and members of other religions, as well as people who state no religion, are also growing. In Canada, the state has traditionally partnered with faith communities to promote social welfare, harmony, and mutual respect, to provide schools and health care, to resettle refugees, and to uphold religious freedom, religious expression, and freedom of conscience. Canada's diversity includes gay and lesbian Canadians who enjoy the full protection of and equal treatment under the law, including access to civil marriage. Together, these diverse groups sharing a common Canadian identity make up today's multicultural society. Caption: Images of Christmas in Gatineau, Chinese-Canadian War Veterans, Notre-Dame-des-Victoires in Quebec City, and the Chinese New Year celebration in Vancouver. Image of Marjorie Turner Bailey with caption: Olympian Marjorie Turner Bailey of Nova Scotia is a descendant of black loyalists, escaped slaves, and freed men and women of African origin who in the 1780s fled to Canada from America, where slavery remained legal until 1863.